Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Riverside head coach Craig Burns after another nice victory last night and also on Friday against Jefferson West. Go one game at a time as always, starting off with that game against Jefferson West. You guys won 51-38. Coach, you guys, the defense really stepped up to the plate.
Yes, you know, we try to run that, like you said, that pack line and getting the girls to understand that anytime they're moving in on the drive, you know, to me that's kind of the wrong step, the way we kind of teach it here at Riverside. So we've been kind of working on that, showing film, and the girls are really, they're starting to buy in, starting to see stopping the drive first and then moving out is really, really helping us out on defense.
Absolutely. You guys also have one of your best offensive performances of the season as well. What are some things that your offense has done right to really hit things in stride this early on in the season?
I think that we kind of really rely on Abby O'Grady. She's like our really outside shooter. And not that I just have one outside shooter. I'd like all of them to shoot the ball. I want them to be, you know, comfortable in shooting the ball. I tell them in practice, hey, if you shoot air ball, shoot two, you know. So just trying to get that mindset of when you go to shoot, remember your technique, just let it go. So with Abby against Donaldson West, Abby's big. So that kind of hurt us on the offensive end as far as hitting threes and then opening up for Taylor down low. They was able to crowd her, Taylor. So with Abby back against Jefferson West, she hit some threes, so I think they had to kind of come out on her, and then that was helping Taylor now know to get some space to work down there.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have had some real gutsy wins so far this season. How has the team been able to overcome adversity so far?
That's really been big for us. Like I said, probably every game we got to start and then either fouled out or something. And we had to finish with freshmen. But the freshmen are stepping up big time. Nyla Duncan, she's been in some crucial threes just like last night. You know, she hit 9 points and they was all threes. And they all seemed like they were like crucial threes because they were sinking in on Taylor. Daring her to shoot, she pulled up and knocked them down. So we've had different people step up. You know, we have the main ones, which is Hallie. She's leading us, and she kind of asked her to score some more, and she's starting to take more shots. And then Taylor, she's her normal self. You know, she's holding down the post on defense, blocking shots, cutting off the drive, and then going inside and a little bit on the outside, too. But we also have what Shaq always talks about to the players. Shaquille O'Neal always talks about the others. Well, we have a lot of the others that have been stepping up, different ones, you know. Last night, Katie Broome, she hit probably like 4 points. And she's always having those crucial rebounds. So it's been different people that have been stepping up that's been supporting the victories that we've had.
Yeah, that's why you guys have had so much success. Coach, congratulations on starting 4-0. Thank you so much for spending time with us here today.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for your coverage on Northeast Boys League.
Great stuff as always from Riverside Girls head coach Craig Burns here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentist.